Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Day after day, hearts torn in every way.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. That's Jerry with a G. If you're looking him up, and the Pacemakers, don't forget them. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Matheson is our guest. Rick is the Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, iMatheson.com. The book is called, well, actually two books, The On-Demand Brand and Branding Unbound. You're starting to get the picture of what he likes to focus on. And one of the things he's talking to us about now are some of the new stuff, some of the 21st century digital things that probably, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Rick, and say most small business owners are doing very few of these five.
Yes.
We just talked about augmented reality and virtual reality. What's next?
Yes. So beyond AR and VR, and real quickly on SMBs, you're right, that is new territory, and so for SMBs. But they are starting to look at it. I'm working with a startup e-commerce company that is looking at an AR game, and there are new do-it-yourself AR tools. So you'll start to see a little bit more of that for small businesses. Okay, so our number four trend, though, is certainly something that small businesses can take a look at and use. It is live video streaming. It's gotten so much hype, Jim. It is the bandwagon to jump on right now. So we're talking about Facebook Live. We're talking about Periscope. We're talking about Snapchat. And now even Instagram allows live video streaming, where you can start a session and connect with your followers via live video. And then also it's posting, and it's saved for on-demand later. It's growing like crazy, 300% in some industries in the last year. And videos on Facebook Live generate 10 times more comments and engagement than non-live
videos. So how about this, Rick? So I've got a fine dining restaurant, and I ping my people who give me permission to ping them, email, text, whatever. Hey guys, I'm going to be doing a live. I'm going to be doing a live stream, showing you some of the catch of the day and how I'm going to be preparing it. It's going to take about 4.5 minutes coming up at 3 o'clock, and then you do it. Then you do a 4-minute thing. Hey, I got some halibut in here, and I'm going to be blah 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 blah. What about that? Would that be how that would work?
That's exactly how it works. There's a company called Bombhead Golf where they're an online golfing company, and they'll just do a couple-minute session every day. And they say they get, you know, hundreds of dollars off of just doing the video. It's just video chat, and it's very useful. Some folks, it's better for smaller companies is to actually use it for customer experience or customer service versus like an ad or a sales. It's to show people how to use, you know, that furniture that you're talking or about how to do that swing or what new products are out there without it being, you know, crazy. Now, are small business people doing it? People who are doing it are having success, but, you know, 51% of, you know, small businesses don't even have a Facebook page.
That's right.
Yet. So we're a little bit behind
plus, here's the biggest challenge, as much as anything I see for small businesses, is you can't get people to join you on Snapchat or on Facebook Live if you don't ask them to contact you, you can contact them.
Correct.
You gotta let them know when you're going to be there, or they're not going to be there, and you can't. They're not going to be there if you don't let them know, and you can't do that if you don't say, how can I contact you? And how many times do you walk out of a small business, Rick, and they never say anything about would you mind if we send you email? Would you mind subscribing to our newsletter? Blah blah blah. Would you check us on Facebook? How many times do people do that? They never do that.
It's such a wasted opportunity.
Never's not the right word, but it's pretty darn close.
Yes, and it is so powerful because anyone who says yes, you can do that. That's someone who's into you. You know, this is not you know, someone who's casual. Most people are going to say no thanks, but if they say yes, then these are people who are going to pay attention, and you're going to be able to have reoccurring revenues from those customers. So I'm going to call that, you know, give that one sort of 3 stars at least, 3 to 4 stars.
Let's move on to one of the other ones.
Yep.
What's next?
So our number three trend is really the two big social platforms that are generating so much buzz these days, Snapchat and Instagram. So Snapchat is the mobile app where you can send videos that disappear after 10 seconds. You know, they sort of self-destruct. Instagram is actually owned by Facebook, and it's for sharing photos and videos on your mobile phone. And both have what are called stories. So there's Snapchat stories and Instagram stories, and these are huge, Jim. Instagram has something like 200 million users of their stories every day, and Snapchat has about 160 million. And folks really spend a lot of time. In fact, Instagram is really eating Snapchat's lunch.
Snapchat renowned this week, though, for losing $2 billion in a quarter?
Yes, and Instagram is quickly eating their lunch. Yeah. There's a running joke that Instagram just copies whatever Snapchat's doing and then kills them at it. But you are seeing that people are starting to spend time and money, companies are spending time and money for advertising on stories and for creating stories of their own.
Who are the best? Is it predictable that these are the people who are on the consuming end of these strategies are younger people? Is that predictable?
Yes. We're talking about roughly 18, across the board between the two of them, probably 18 to 35, but I'll tell you, right. Instagram is big with women probably 35 to 55. Right. I mean, it is big. And for SMBs, it's really, these are a great chance for posting photos. If you're a small photographer, you're a baker who wants to show off the goods that they make and that kind of thing. These are great opportunities for posting images of what you do.
And Rick, I need your website.
Sure, it's imatheson.com, imatheson.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You can find out all about his books there and all the other things that he does when he's not hanging out with us. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasting. I'm right back with Rick. Stay with us. Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in old diet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.